Well, this year's USDA's food price outlook has mainly focused on the rising cost of foods for consumers both in the supermarket and at the restaurant. But USDA economist Ricky Volpe says there is one sector that continues to buck that trend.
Fresh fruits and vegetable prices actually continued to fall.
Volpe says that continues the trend that we've seen for most of this year.
As many people are probably aware, the early part of 2012, contrasting with early part of 2011, we've actually seen significant deflation for most fruit and vegetable prices.
So while on average consumers have paid more for most items on their grocery list,
prices have really broken for fruits and vegetables, and this trend has continued. We've had great weather for most of our major fruit and vegetable crops. So even as summer is transitioning now into fall, we're seeing low prices for your fruit and garden salads now and going forward.
In fact, Volpe says the fresh fruit and veggie sector could actually put up deflated numbers this year alongside all the inflation and all the other sectors. However, this month's forecast did reveal some lower projected prices for another food item of interest.
The one major revision to our forecast for 2012 is a downward revision for fish and seafood prices.
Volpe says those prices are down thanks to a better-than-expected recovery in the global market and stocks for fish and seafood.
And inflation's been lower than expected, so now we're looking at fish and seafood prices to increase about 3-4% in 2012, and that actually has in turn dragged down our outlook for the overall index of meat, poultry, and fish to 3-4%.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.